from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Me and my best friends will sit in the living room for 7 hours, all yell out an NFL player and somebody will yell out what college he went to. 7 hours, that's all we do. I'm like, Brady Quinn! And somebody's like, yes!
Jeremy White.
Ryan Leaf.
Let's go!
And Joe DiBiase.
Eric Decker.
Let's go!
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Good morning. Fired up. We came dressed to impress today for nobody to see.
Jeremy would
be
really proud.
I feel underdressed right now. I'm just in khakis and a t-shirt.
Well, you know, the final major of the year, you got to go all out.
That's what it's for. We're here
for just that.
We're dressed like we are because it's Major Thursday.
Although, here's how seriously I take now my golf fits. At least a little bit more seriously. I don't think I take it as seriously as Nate and Jeremy. But I have, what are these shorts? Periwinkle? Is that the color? Like periwinkle?
Stop. That's a made-up color.
I think that's a real color,
what
right? Periwinkle? That's a color, right?
If it is, I just don't know what color.
All right, well, it's like purplish, blue, kind of.
Wow. So Joe, I like those pants. I
had these shorts. I'm like, I don't really think these match. I have one polo. I know they match, but I can't just have one polo for like the same fit every time. Like, let me see how this works. White and black on top. So I'm just testing it out.
You might have earned yourself an honorary membership, a temporary. You have your PGA Tour card for the remainder of the season with an opportunity for permanent. Permanent stay.
I like won the last tournament of the year, the web.com tour, and now I'm getting my temporary card, the green carpet today.
That's
but
right.
By the way, Open Championship today. We'll talk with Brian Koziel, Jody Biasi, Nate Geary, Jeremy off till next week, training camp. Royal Troon. So if you were on the PGA, and I have not seen anybody yet out there, we're throwing it on here right now. It's Peacock for the early start, so you gotta find Peacock. Open Championship fit, would that be different for you? Like drastically different than others? Like what you're wearing right now? Would you leave? It's like a springy kind of polo, a little bit. Those azaleas on there or something?
Yeah, I would tell you that this fit is me and my partner. So it's our member. We've been talking. Your member guest at Tri-County starts tomorrow. My member guest at Cloverbank starts today. It goes today, tomorrow, and Saturday. So today, this is my partner has a pink or it has a navy blue with like pink little logos all over.
Okay.
Pink shorts. And then, so I was going to combat that with a navy blue vest, pink shirt, and brown shorts. That's, but I decided to change it up a little bit.
Say, that's not navy. That's like
this is like a navy with some pink and some green. And it's floral. Yeah. You know, it's floral. And then I've got the pink shorts.
And the vest is more like a like a baby blue.
So I would call it baby blue.
We're
with
learning
the baby
our
blue
colors
hat.
Here.
Yeah.
Periwinkle.
Josh is getting a crash course on how to dress on the golf course.
Yes.
Hey, listen, what do you mean? I know how to dress on a golf course.
As a homeowner now, I can tell you all about colors and the entire fraudulent market economy that is. We've made up 1,000 colors, and now you can debate between this very light shade of blue and this slightly lighter shade of blue.
Eggshell opposed to cream.
Ah, yes.
But you would not wear that if you were playing a Royal Troon today, I bet. Right? That's not a Scottish.
No.
That's not a, you're not wearing that in Scotland.
I don't think so. No, I do have.
You're wearing grays.
I do have a tiger sweater, though. I have one of those, like, really
the
nice cashmere.
Sunday Red brand?
No. That would be a $300 sweater. However, I do have some Sunday
Red. Wasn't that much?
Yeah, I think so. I do have some Sunday Red on its way that's going to arrive tomorrow. Hopefully, or today, I should say, in time for me to wear tomorrow. You won't be here to see my fit. I will take a picture, though, of my fit, because it's going
to
be.
You'll have to tweet it out. All right, well, we'll keep track of the fits at the Open Championship. John Daly's playing today. I'm sure that'll stir headlines. And, of course, we got to see what Jason Day's got rocking for Scotland. I can only imagine. He's going to be wearing a kilt today, isn't he? Jason Day? He's going to be doing something. He's going to wear a race car jacket the last major.
He's going to do something weird. And first of all, love JT in the lead here, by the way.
4 under through 11. Yeah, how about that? It's 6:08 morning, if you're up. It's 6:08, and look, there's Thomas through 11.
Alex Noren,
Hogarth through
13. Done.
Yeah, he's on 18. Alex Noren, who is currently in fifth place, is on 18. So this is well underway. Rahm is, I think, on the back nine. I saw, like, not everybody's teed off yet.
So
there's still a lot to go, but
I filled out a pool, and I was buying shares, and I told anybody that would listen yesterday, at work, Russell Henley, buy him. Russell Henley has been playing very good golf this year, and he has been in contention at every major. He's been, I think he's got top 15 finishes in every major so far this year.
Yeah.
Got, and he's got a bunch of top fives in the marquee events.
Okay.
Buy your Russell Henley chips right now.
I don't know what I'm doing going into this tournament. We'll talk Bills today. We'll have, as I mentioned, Brian Koziel on at 6:30. We are going to have at 9:30. Listen to this. Kyle Brandt is going to be on the show coming up at 9:30. I don't know what his energy level is going to be on television. Many a times he is like a wrestling character on NFL Network. So we'll see. Is he going to come through the doors at 9:30 or through the phone, like ready to jump through tables?
Doors.
Yeah, I don't know what we're going to get, but that'll be fun. Kyle Brandt coming up at 9:30, so we'll talk some Bills today. I've got one Sabres question for Nate also, maybe in a little bit of a shorter segment at some point. But I don't know what I'm doing going into this tournament that's already began and is on the back nine for many. I feel like I've completely lost my allegiances from like a year ago or 2 years ago when all the Liv stuff was breaking down. Even before that, wasn't Bryson DeChambeau the jerk of the tour? Wasn't he Shooter McGavin? You know, when he had the, what would you call that hat he used to wear? It's not like a French hat. Like, it's not a beanie. What is it? You know what DeChambeau used to wear?
Oh,
used to
you're
wear
talking about the Irish lad hats?
The Irish lad hats.
By the way, I just made that up.
It sounds right, though.
I
Payne
said it with
Stewart
conviction.
Hat. Yeah, the Payne Stewart hat.
I like that better.
There you go. Yep. The Payne Stewart hat. When he used to wear that, he showed up that 1 year on tour jacked. Like, he put on like 50 pounds of muscle between PGA seasons.
He was a thick
boy. And
he
was yelling at anthills, and he was throwing rope ladders to the ground, and he was getting mad at officials. And then him and Koepka started their feud and were hating each other.
Fake feud, by the way. Fake feud.
You thought it was the whole time?
It was fake the whole time.
The whole time you think it was fake?
Yeah.
All right. But he was the jerk.
I agree with you, though. Yeah.
He was unlikable. He was the villain of golf. And I've gone into this tournament and I'm rooting for him. Like, he's the guy I want to see win right now. And maybe that's just because I've been binge watching his YouTube channel, which is really good, by the way. But I feel like he's become a lot more likable. And on the flip end, I don't have any problem with him personally, or there's no real reason that I dislike Rory McIlroy, but I kind of want to see this continue. I kind of want the streak. I want the wonder and the story of why can't this dude win a freaking major, despite the fact that he is the best score to par at majors in the last 10 years.
He has the lowest handicap in golf.
In golf.
Like, ahead of Scottie Scheffler.
Why can't this dude win a major? I kind of don't want that story to end.
Why can't he win, really, period? The only win he has this year is the... Well, he does have an individual win.
Did he win the Memorial? No, that was Scheffler, too.
Yeah, no, he won the team event in TPC New Orleans. Or
that's right.
TPC, whatever. I don't disagree with you about how interesting, like, the storylines and how the paradigm has shifted, you know, in golf. And I would agree with you that I've really done a 180 on Bryson myself. I don't necessarily find myself, like, walking into this tournament or any tournament and saying, I'm out here and I'm all in on Bryson.
Yeah.
Bryson makes the game more fun, and I enjoy watching him. This is not the tournament I think Scottie Scheffler is going to dominate. I know people are going to look at this season and say, if Scottie doesn't win two majors with how dominant he had been, it's going to be kind of a disappointing season for him, which is crazy to say, but I think he's probably right if he doesn't win two majors. But
it would be tougher to call it one of the great PGA seasons of all time, right?
You wouldn't really be able to call it that.
That really is what's on the line today.
Yeah.
If he wins a second major in addition to all the other wins, because just in terms of total wins, it is historic. But no one's going to want to call it that if he doesn't win a second major. That's what's on the line for him. If he wants to go down in history as having one of the greatest golf seasons we've ever seen, you know, and have it actually be mentioned, have it be remembered that way, then Scheffler's got to win this tournament, I think. And
I agree.
I don't know if he's actually teed off. Scheffler tees off at 10-10.
Yeah, so there's a couple of things to this, Joe, which is a year ago, John Rahm was the best player in the world, right?
Yes.
I mean, after the Masters, John Rahm was the best player in the world.
Maybe at the least, it was like him and Scheffler neck and neck.
And he has absolutely not just fallen off the map play-wise. I mean, he's about to birdie here. He's going to be even par. He hasn't been in contention in any of the three majors earlier this year.
Yeah.
He has largely been seen on camera.
I don't know what he's done in LIV also either. Like,
he's done nothing in LIV.
The only thing I've seen, and I do not watch LIV at all, but just through Twitter, the only time I've ever seen Rahm and like anything that he's done in LIV is that he tried to take down a drone because he was annoyed with it or something. Like, I haven't seen anything about what he's done on the course.
Brandel Chamblee.
He really is he's disappeared the last year.
And anytime you see him on camera, he's flipping out.
Yeah.
And he seems irritated, agitated, does not seem locked in and playing good golf right now at the moment. And I mentioned he was going to birdie this hole, and he just missed a five-footer for birdie.
Yeah.
So he's plus one as it stands. Has not really been the same player since moving to LIV. And I know, listen, everybody, Brandel Chamblee, everybody knows he hates LIV. But he said yesterday, you know, LIV's a part-time job. And you can tell right now that Bryson is... Bryson also hasn't really been contending in LIV tournaments either.
No, but he's the majors this year. He's been
shown
all
up.
Over him.
He's shown up, and he's using LIV as you know, essentially practice to get himself into position where right now John Rahm just has not been the same. And listen, Spieth and Thomas will always be my favorite players. Specifically, Jordan Spieth. Jordan Spieth is my favorite golfer.
Really? I don't know that I've ever met anybody that said Jordan Spieth is their favorite golfer.
He's my favorite golfer, and JT's really close behind, obviously, other than Tiger. And I really am a big Rory fan. But I have found myself, Joe, this year more than any, gravitating towards a field that is starting to generate more middle to high middle caliber players.
Yeah.
That is what I think to me, the Tiger Woods era of the late 90s and then early 2000s and then, you know, the 2010s.
Yeah.
it really, until Jordan Spieth came around and started dominating in early, 2014, there had largely been this void of middle level talent in the PGA, and there was 5, 6, 7, 10 players, and that was kind of it. There's
from the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
50 right now. There are more middle ground talent in the PGA Tour than there ever has been. I was mentioning Russell Henley earlier, right? Like, yeah. Guys like that. We've got, you know, Robert McIntyre, right, who wins last week at the Scottish Open. He's got 2 PGA Tour wins, is back home in Scotland. Talk about an electric fact. I mean, at the Scott Fish Bowl on Sunday, he hits that putt and the whole fatty beer at the World Tour just absolutely blows up.
That was
like,
pretty wild.
Like, and we're just watching a guy that most people probably didn't know his name to start the season.
Yeah.
And I think that's what I've enjoyed most about this season over previous seasons is we're really starting to see, because of LIV, we're seeing an infusion of, and if you've listened to people talk about the DP World Tour and then some of the feeder tours, like Robert McIntyre was on the DP World Tour.
Right.
This is a guy that qualified for events at the PGA Tour level through the DP World Tour, and is a product of the amateur game, right? I mean, he was an amateur in Scotland and did the European Tour and then went the DP World Tour and then, you know, got an exemption and has made the most of his PGA Tour opportunity. The Canadians, right? Mac Hughes and Nick Taylor, who's won events this year and last year, won the Canadian Open last year, which was awesome. Adam Hadwig. So there just is more guys to root for than there ever has been. As much as people want to talk about how golf is not in a good place because the best players in the world are split up and you're not seeing the best every week, there still has been plenty of compelling golf. There's been great tournaments. And I think that there is more relatable players, especially if you're an amateur golfer, you and I, people that are better than you and I that are like, yeah, hey, these guys are real dudes that have grinded their ass off. Robert McIntyre, right? I mean, watching him have his dad on his bag at the RBC winning and him literally deciding not to do a elevated event the next week so he could go home and party and drink from the trophy with his friends is about as relatable as anything could possibly be in golf.
Yeah. Is this the third major for you? Is this your third favorite? Does it have to be? It can't be first, right?
I would say it's my second favorite.
I think it's my second favorite, too. Masters is number one.
Masters is number one, and it's because Augusta is Augusta.
Yep. And it's the first major of the season.
Yep.
And it kind of kicks off, I mean, just because we live in Buffalo, you know,
it kicks off our golf season.
It kicks off our golf season. Yeah. I might not feel the same way about that, obviously, if I lived in, what, North Carolina, South Carolina, and my golf season started a month before the Masters. But April Masters, it's like, okay, let's go. But, and it's Augusta. And then I think it's this. I love the, it's just so different, right? The pot bunkers that you're going to get this week and how wide open it is. Like, Rahm just hit a bad drive into the right rough that he's, what on every other course in a tournament in the tournament calendar would you see the result be from that drive? He'd be hitting out of the trees.
Yes.
He'd be hitting out of the trees. And here, it's, okay, go venture into the deepest grass you've ever seen in your life, or the heather, and try to dig it out of there. Guys putting from 50 yards off the green because it's so hilly and you're able to get it up there. I mean, Lynx Golf is just, to me, so cool.
It is.
And it's different. And it's on in the mornings, which I do appreciate.
And you get to see it twice a year. You see it twice a year. You see it at the Scottish Open, and then you see it here the next week at the British Open.
Yeah, and for a lot of casual fans, like, this is the only time you see it.
Right. And
Scottish Open also didn't really even used to be, was it even nationally televised before, like, a couple years ago?
Yeah, it's become a bigger tournament because it's the
warm-up.
Everyone
goes to it.
It's the warm-up, too.
Yeah.
And here's what I'll say, too, about why I think the Open is my second favorite major is there's something about having a tournament at the same place every year, like with the Masters and Augusta, like there's that prestige to it. Obviously, the Open's not played at the same place every year, but it's played at a very unique style of course every year, like Troon and, you know,
St. Andrews. St. Andrews is not quite every year, but it's every, is it every 4 years they play at St. Andrews?
Just
like
about.
It's regular that they go back to St. Andrews.
Carnoustie and like all these great.
Yeah, it's kind of a rotation of like eight courses maybe.
Well, I think I don't know if I have that right. Between England, Royal St. George's hosts it. England,
Muirfield,
Ireland,
Muirfield.
Scotland. That's really where the Open is. Yeah, Muirfield Village, right. So like I think it's, the reason that it makes it unique is the style of course is so unique that at each course it's played with at the Open, you get this very specific look, feel, style of play, conditions that are in play more than any other major. So I think between Augusta and the Open, to me, I think it's really a far I think it's a far stretch between that. And then I like the PGA. I think the PGA and the U.S. Open are pretty similar to me, or it's become similar, where the PGA has now become how difficult can we make conditions on the golf course for these guys. And that has sort of been the MO for the U.S. Open, but I think the PGA has gotten there too.
803-0550 is the phone number. We're talking some Open Championship to open today's show. We are less than a week away from Bills training camp. We'll talk some football too. 803-0550, get connected with our fans, brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Paul in Buffalo. What's up, Paul?
Hey, good morning, guys. You know me, I'm eagerly awaiting hockey season, but I do enjoy watching the majors. For me, a guy who I used to root for, but it's just become so hard to root for him, though I think he is probably the most likable guy on tour, is Ricky Fowler. I'd love to see him win a major, but I have almost no hope he's going to. Do you think he ever gets a Sergio Garcia moment and you know, gets a Masters or an Open or something? He just, I'd love for him to win, but I have very little hope he will. What do you guys think? Thank you.
Thanks, Paul. I, like you, am a giant Ricky Fowler fan, and I would love to see him do it, but, I mean, he had a little bit of a resurgence, what, last year, but I don't know. Don't you kind of feel like his chance probably already came and went? Last year, yeah, he was fifth at the U.S. Open last year, and that was really only his second top 10 at a major in the last 5 years. I mean, he rattled off, man, look at 2014 for Fowler. In his four majors, he went Masters tied for fifth, U.S. Open tied for second, Open Championship tied for second, PGA Championship tied for third. He went fifth, second, third in 1 year. And then 2 years later, a fifth and a fifth and a second. But he's 35 now, and his form doesn't appear to be the same as it was, and I think the field has gotten better. So, yeah, it'd be cool. It'd be a great story, but I'm not holding my breath that Fowler is going to get his major. I think there's a very, very good chance he's not going to win one.
He had that moment last year where he got himself on the Ryder Cup team. by playing, having 2 months, having 2 months of really solid play was a captain's pick. Shouldn't have been. Loved Ricky. Keegan Bradley should have been that captain's pick.
Was he on the? He was on the team.
Oh yeah,
I thought he was just under consideration.
Oh no. He made the Ryder Cup team last year. And as a I would say devout Ricky Fowler fan, terrible decision. He just.
He's not at the same level that he was 5 years ago.
No, but again, like he had this little moment last year. I forget what tournament he won, where he it was like his breakthrough, right? He finally won again.
He won at the Rocket Mortgage Classic. It was his first win in 4 years.
Yep. And man, how easy is he to root for? But yeah, I would agree. I think it was Paul the caller that mentioned he'd love to see it. Same. And I think I agree with your take that it's likely just something that I don't see happening.
Who would you least like to see win this tournament? Normally it's Adam Scott because of the disgusting the fits, but yeah. is he okay today?
Yeah, he's fine.
He has two. The tweet you retweeted. He's wearing two different colors, so he might actually win.
He might win
because normally he'll wear like two. He's the paint color guy. Two different shades of beige. Adam Scott on the tee. Patrick Reed is always this, right? Someone that's easy to root against.
Easy to say Patrick Reed. I think that's a bailout. That's easy.
I think the live Tyrrell Hatton. Reason to root against though.
I'm not a Tyrrell Hatton fan.
Yeah, Tyrrell Hatton is good for this. That storyline though to me is kind of dead.
Like, oh wow!
It sucks JT that they must exist.
Wait. Is this a replay or did JT double?
Justin Thomas I believe just doubled. Yeah. Yep, he did. He just doubled on 12. The par 4, 12. All right, Open Championship is underway. Alex Noren, now your leader, tied with Justin Thomas and also Justin Rose. We'll talk some golf coming up next with Brian Koziel. He'll give us his layout of this tournament, a little bit more in-depth on a couple of the different golfers, and also Tiger, and if he's even going to make it this week. So we'll get into that. We'll get some football in, of course, as well, as we are under 1 week away from Bills training camp. The Chiefs are already at camp. And I got a question for you, Nate, about Xavier Worthy, because he, as Josh mentioned in the update, has already been dealing with a hamstring injury this offseason. He should be okay for camp, but I got a Worthy question to get to, who the Bills traded the pick of to Kansas City. Open Championship talk next. Brian Koziel will join us, and Kyle Brandt a little bit later in the show at 9:30. So we'll have a fun one for you today here on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.